everyone, my name is Aarti and you're watching HW News. After almost a month-long wait, the moment is finally here. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Maharashtra will finally get its cabinet. That's right. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, the Maharashtra cabinet will be formed and 12 ministers, at least 12 ministers, are going to take oath tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Maharashtra Assembly. Now, in light of the cabinet expansion, the leaves of the officers who work at Maharashtra Assembly have been cancelled. A notice in this regard has also been issued by the concerned authorities. And on Sunday, in fact, Fadnavis had said that Maharashtra will get its cabinet sooner than you can imagine. It has been more than 1 month since Maharashtra is practically being run by only two ministers, that is the Chief Minister of the State, Eknath Shinde, and Deputy Chief Minister of the State, Devendra Fadnavis. And so there were naturally lot of questions and lot of criticism over why the state did not have a cabinet yet. Mahavikas Aghadi constituents, that is Shiv Sena, the Congress party and the NCP, leaders of these parties have been questioning Aditya Thackeray, Uddhav Thackeray, Ajit Pawar. They have been criticizing the Shinde Fadnavis government over why they did not have any cabinet in the state yet. But now the report says tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Maharashtra will get its cabinet. Although the portfolios of these ministers are not yet disclosed, we also have a list of ministers who will possibly take oath tomorrow, and I'm going to list out all these names to you. But before that, let me tell you a brief backgrounder as to what happened. It was on 30th June, after almost a month-long political crisis in the state, that two ministers took oath, that is Eknath Shinde as the Chief Minister and Devendra Fadnavis as Deputy Chief Minister. Before that, there was a political crisis in Shiv Sena. Shinde camp rebelled, and one by one, at least 40 such MLAs went to Guwahati and joined the Shinde camp. Shinde camp also claimed that they are the real Shiv Sena. Two-thirds of majority was with them. And then they came and supported BJP, and Shinde became the Chief Minister and Devendra Fadnavis became Deputy Chief Minister of the state. Meanwhile, there are cases going on in the Supreme Court as well on the validity of this camp, of the Shinde camp. But that aside, this practically made a new government in the state after this decision. However, since 30th of June, there has been only two men government in the state, that is Eknath Shinde and Devendra Fadnavis. And there was mounting criticism over that. The state faced devastating floods in Vidarbha. There was farmers' issue, but there was no dedicated ministry to look after these problems, these issues faced by the citizens of the state. And thus, there was naturally a lot of criticism from all the quarters. There were questions raised on the government as to when a government will be formed, when a cabinet will be formed in the state of Maharashtra. Now, not only the citizens of the state, but also the rebel MLAs, Shinde camp rebel MLAs, were also sort of restless because the cabinet formation was just dragging on. There were reports that some of the MLAs started spamming Eknath Shinde as to when the cabinet formation will take place, as they were promised plum portfolios, plum cabinet berths in the new government led by Shinde and Fadnavis. But seems like the consensus has finally been reached. Shinde and Fadnavis together, they have visited Delhi at least more than 5 times to finalize the portfolios and whatever the cabinet portfolio distribution will be. And they also consulted the BJP central leadership for this. And for that, they also visited Delhi for more than 5 times. This is what is being said. And finally, a consensus has been reached among them to which portfolio will be given to what camp. Well, amid this conundrum over cabinet formation in Maharashtra, the Supreme Court began hearing the petition that was filed by the Uddhav Thackeray camp. The Uddhav Thackeray camp's petition in the Supreme Court was to disqualify 16 of its MLAs who had rebelled against the party. Apart from that, as many as 5 petitions are pending in the Supreme Court, which relate to the election of the Speaker in the House and majority test that was done by Shinde and Fadnavis government on the order of the governor. So, multiple such petitions are filed in the Supreme Court, not only by Uddhav Thackeray faction, but also by the Eknath Shinde faction. So, Supreme Court is hearing on this case. Meanwhile, Eknath Shinde also moved to the Election Commission of India, staking claim over Shiv Sena and and its party symbol. Election Commission of India on its part also asked both the factions, that is Thackeray faction and Shinde faction, to prove their majority. Thackeray faction then went to the Supreme Court challenging the order that was given by the Election Commission of India. And after that, the Supreme Court asked Election Commission of India to put a stay on this entire activity, to put a stay on this entire action. So, the Supreme Court to some extent gave a relief to Uddhav Thackeray camp. Now, this is what happened in the entire Maharashtra political crisis so far. And even if that is happening on one hand, on the other hand, the government is there in Maharashtra, led by Shinde and Fadnavis, and thus there were valid questions as to where exactly is the cabinet in Maharashtra. Today there are news that finally Maharashtra will get its cabinet tomorrow at 11 o'clock when ministers will take oath, MLAs will take oath, and they will become ministers. Now, there are some names that are doing rounds as to who might become the ministers, who might take oath tomorrow. From BJP side, it is Chandrakant Patil, who is the state president of the BJP. Sudhir Mungantiwar, former minister. Girish Mahajan, also former minister. Praveen Darekar, Radha Krishna Vikhe Patil and Ganesh Naik. These are the names that are coming forward from BJP side that are doing rounds, who might get to take oath tomorrow from BJP side. On the other hand, from Shinde camp, there are few names as well. Dadaji Bhuse is the one. Dadaji Bhuse was agriculture minister in the Mahavikas Agadi government. Uday Samant's names is also there. Gulab Rao Patil, Shambhu Raje Desai, Deepak Kesarkar, who is the spokesperson of the Shinde camp. Sada Sarvankar is also one surprising name in this list, who might get to be the minister in the new Shinde Fadnavis government. Apart from that, independent candidate Bachchu Kadu might also be taking oath tomorrow. That is what the latest update is. Meanwhile, there is also news that Fadnavis might get to keep home ministry with him, whereas Eknath Shinde will get to keep urban development ministry with him. Rest of the portfolios are yet to be decided. There is no word on the which camp will get which portfolio. Will BJP get certain portfolios, or will Eknath Shinde camp will get certain portfolios? There is no word on it yet. So that is to be decided yet. That is to be disclosed yet. So far, what we know is tomorrow at 11 o'clock, there will be cabinet formation in Maharashtra. Maharashtra will finally get a cabinet. We will get to know tomorrow what names are in it, what ministers are in it, and we will also let you know that. So tomorrow, 11 o'clock onwards, please stay tuned to HW News Network. Also, for more news and updates, you can log on to our website, that is www.hwnews.in.